This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
No word officially on if Mitch is playing yet, correct, Tommy? We'll get that a little closer to game time.
Yeah, I would imagine we'll get something official as we get closer here to tip.
Okay, obviously in the Frisky Nets play the Blazers in a big one tonight for the Broadway Blue Shirts against the Toronto Maple Leafs. A little power play we're working on with five forwards.
How many points are you guys out of the last playoff spots?
Four.
Weren't you just three and you beat the Islanders? You lost ground.
Well, see what happens when you don't play for a couple nights. Other teams.
Well, I don't need the history lesson.
Just telling you.
You're just not in the playoffs.
Big one for the Knicks tonight. Big one for the Rangers tonight. We did get, before we get to Cinco, a little puff of smoke from the happy, the positive Yankees Vatican, let's call it.
Why?
Chris McMonagle. Do we want to know Chris McMonagle's thoughts on the Luis Gil injury on Twitter?
His thoughts or his reporting?
Well, his thoughts. Okay. Not forget reporting. He reports from an Arby's roast beef sandwich. Here's his thoughts. Simply put,
suck it!
In a quote tweet about the Luis Gil shutdown, getting the MRI, weekend ruined. So we didn't even get a positive spin from McMonagle. Well, I say that to say Yankee fans right now are down big.
Let's wait till we see what the MRI says. Let's wait. And then you can have your weekend ruined.
Okay.
Because I'm sure it's happening immediately. We'll get some update in the next few hours or maybe
tomorrow. If Boone meets the media tomorrow. Right. I'm going to give you a little spoiler on the MRI. The MRI is going to say, no matter what, not available the first month of the season. What do you got?
Now, Big Mac also brought something else I think's interesting for a topic of discussion here. Remember, Luis Gil was sort of that player the Yankees didn't want to part with for Kyle Tucker.
Mm. Correct.
Now, when you rather have Tucker, I understand Gil, you don't expect an injury, but starters get hurt. Big Mac's point is you shouldn't have had Gil be the deciding point here. You could have had Kyle Tucker.
Here's my thought. I've learned my lesson. If there was no guarantee you're signing Tucker.
That's the thing. Soto 2.0.
Right. Yeah, they already traded Michael King. If Michael King got hurt last year, then whatever, we would have been saying this. I'm also going to go out on a limb and go Luis Gil's shoulder injury today isn't career ending.
No.
You know what I mean?
Even if it cost him a significant part of the season, he's still the rookie of the year. It's going to be fantastic. And you got many years to go.
And we've talked about the age of Fried, the age of Rodon, the age of Cole.
Right. You got to have someone young on this roster. And
absolutely.
The prospect is ahead. You have to.
Absolutely. All right. Cinco time.
Simple de flavor. With son more son of your fan. Tune in and hear what's brewing. The list that's also airing. Controversy in the air. Opinions flying high. Sean's got the scoop, don't miss out. Give it a try. From the top to the bottom.
Yeah,
the rankings are alive. Every week a new surprise. Keeping listeners revised. So grab your sombrero.
Join I can the fun for the
Cinco de Fivo on WFN. It's always great.
Oh, yeah. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. Today, I'm not kidding when I tell you this, is annually one of my favorite days on the calendar.
Why is that? Because it's the last day of February?
I feel like March, while it's a big tease, the moment you end February, your dreams become reality a little bit. Even if I'm cold, even if I get a little more snow, I know by the time I get to the end of March, we force feed some spring stuff in there. That mulch sale happens. Those baseball games happen.
True.
The draft ramps up.
You get the tease 60 degree day every now and then.
Every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
February to me is the official close of I'm done with winter. Okay? But with that said, February sucks. So I'm here to give you the five worst sports moments of February. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
The fifth worst sports moment of February was Tommy thinking spring training television ratings indicate who the big brother is in town.
You know what, Sean? I'm so glad you brought that up because you teed me up for something.
It was a Saturday and a Friday.
Yep, of course.
Thank you, Tiki. The ratings on YES for the Yankees' first spring training game, 93,000. And then the Mets' first spring training game right here on SNY, 189,000. So Big Brother doubling up the Yankees. Mm.
On a Saturday, though, compared
okay,
to Friday.
I'm so glad you said that. We work in this big office building. Today is Friday. Have you seen anybody? So nobody works on Friday?
That's so... Let me tell you something right
nobody
now,
nobody works on Friday. I want to hear
Tommy.
That because I heard that from Yankee
fans. What time was the game?
1 o'clock on 1 a Friday.
O'clock.
Everybody's
Tommy.
Home.
Tommy, no. This is where you're so close, you know, kiddo, I want to look out for you. You're so close in your career. But you should be the guy that relates to the blue-collar, everyday person, and you missed the boat.
Mm.
You're right. There's nobody in this office. But you know who's out there? The construction workers, the railroad workers, the transit workers, the police officers, the firefighters, the blue-collar.
Yeah, take that shame.
Yankee fans that are working Friday during the day. Those construction crews are not working Saturday.
My in-laws live in Beverly Hills. I don't really fashion myself a blue-collar guy, but the Mets doubled them up, so I don't want to hear the excuse of Friday. Yeah, you got your blue-collar people that are working, no doubt about it, but doubled? The Mets doubled them? Numbers don't lie. Big brother in town are the Mets.
Okay, sure. How about you guys just stay healthy? By the way, another homer for Juan Soto. I'll acknowledge that. I won't tell you to go elsewhere today. All right, number four. The number four worst sports moment of February were hockey players caring more about the four nations than their real team, including...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Adam Fox, who's now out for the foreseeable future.
I think that was just you. I don't think anybody else, I think everybody else who liked hockey, especially in New York, we got this massive rating, was USA, even though it was only four countries, and those, other than Canada, they were inferior teams because they were only NHL players.
And why do you think Ovechkin's cooking out of the break? Russia was not there, and he got 2.5 weeks off. All right, here we go.
Number three.
The third worst sports moment of February was we got definitive proof the Knicks ceiling is a second-round exit. That sucks.
Mm.
We're not even going to get that juice in this playoffs, you know? All right, here we go.
Number two.
The number two worst sports moment of February, Giancarlo Stanton's double tennis elbow. The guy doesn't even play tennis.
That's not actually tennis elbow. It's just wear and tear on your elbow.
Well, we don't know when we're seeing him.
I know. That's the troubling thing, is that it's now been a week since they said that, and we have no prognosis.
And he came up to New York with a personal matter that we don't know, which I'm not going to pry into, but...
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember, he's in New York, and we found that it's not even for the tennis elbow.
That's right.
So what the hell is going on? We don't know. All right, here we go.
Number one.
And the worst moment of February was the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Mm.
That happened. That's Cinco de Fivo today and every day.
How all those L's feel on your neck right
it's
now.
Heavy. It's heavy. See, if you're watching SNY wondering why I look iced out, so the boys agreed without Evan being here that next week I could forfeit my final week of wearing L's because a full month was on tap for a February 9th Super Bowl. If I wore all four L's the great Tracy Johnson and company built today. So I'm wearing all the L's. There's a Jets colored one, a Yankee pinstripe one, the classic Giants Rangers one, and of course the Mets Knicks one. And I propped on my sunglasses because why not?
Yeah, because you look cool as hell.
I do look cool as hell. One of my bosses.
I think DeVito might be the answer.
One of my bosses that I own it did text me too and said, picture of what I look like in SNY.
Nice.
So this is what professors look like these days. Can't please
what
everybody.
What are you a professor of?
You know, here's the thing, Tiki.
Selling on the corner?
Well, that's bad. I was going to say, 7 weeks in, I still think I don't even know the name of the class I'm teaching.
Stop.
The actual name? I
it's
know.
It's got to be like media.
I know what I'm teaching. I don't know the class name.
Media 110?
No, I think it's just radio hosting and producing, but I don't know what the actual name is. There's like a bunch of numbers and letters. I'm like, what does that mean?
I'm a fat moron.
How did you get this job?
How did I get the job?
Okay, yeah, I have no serious. Cat in the dog race.
How did I get the job? I believe the former teacher of this class was Mark Malusis, of course, who now works evenings, doing a lot of stuff at WPIX and TV. It's an evening class. And they said, who's a young, enthusiastic New York sports radio host? We can get in there and add a little pizzazz.
And I told them, I can't. I'm busy. So they
never reached out to Tommy. Evan, they didn't want to hire Evan. Doesn't put on deodorant.
Not that you see these people in person anyways.
They came to me and said, would you be interested? And I took this job, I kid you not, for this two reasons. Well, actually, no. I took it for one reason. I found another one. The first reason I took it for was I make fun of teachers all the time about their time off and everything that I said. Now I have more power to make fun of them because I am them. What I mean? Yeah, I became a dentist for the jokes. Then I realized as I started teaching the class, it's the only time in my life I have true power. I don't have it at home. Don't have it here. I don't have it at all. Right. But there, I'm like, you know what? You 14 kids, that's damn it. I know more than you.
What's the thing in France, the Louvet?
Do they love the class?
I think so.
Are they learning anything in the class?
I definitely think so.
Are you learning anything in the class?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
That I would never go back to school. Ever. Not in a million years. 888-808-1019. Joe in Newton, Pennsylvania. Joe, what's up?
What's up, Joe?
Newtown.
Hey, guys. Yeah, Newtown, Pennsylvania. Love you. Tiki, much respect. This guy in forever.
Thank you, man.
On the draft, Tiki, tell me if I'm wrong. Don't we, the Giants, need a lot of quantity and quality?
Yes.
I'm thinking don't trade up, first of all. Don't trade up anywhere, anytime, any round.
I think we all agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't take one of these two quarterbacks. If Hunter is available at three, great, take him. If he's not,
Joe, I would take one of the quarterbacks if you believe in him and if you're not trading up.
Right. But don't trade up to get one of those
guys. I hear
guys.
You, but I don't believe them. Sorry, Tiki, good.
Right. So you're saying you don't necessarily trust them. And to an extent, I agree with that, Joe, because if you're taking a quarterback in the top five, you better be really, really sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.